from inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios. I'm Tom Arese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. State lawmakers for a second time this year will converge onto Santa Fe for a special legislative session on Tuesday, and the focus will be to spend the remaining $300 million in CARES Act money. Lawmakers hope to get financial help to New Mexican workers, families, and businesses hit by the latest shutdown. District 54 State Representative Jim Townsend of Eddy County, the minority floor leader, tells us more about the special session.
Got about $180 million of unemployment benefit. It's got a $100 million grant for small businesses not to exceed $50,000. And then it's got some COVID testing and tracing dollars in it, about $10 million. And then it's about $20 million of rental assistance.
The special session begins at 11 a.m. on Tuesday and is expected to last through the day. Day three of testimony in the class action lawsuit to return New Mexico students back to their classrooms continues today. A federal judge in Albuquerque will listen to more testimony from teachers, parents, and school administrators. State Representative and soon-to-be State Senator from Lee County, David Gallegos, who spearheaded the effort, tells us more.
Just some of the questions he's asked and some, you know, references that he's all along the way, he's asked us to provide different details. I think he's going to be ready to make a decision.
Gallegos hopes that the judge will make a decision by the end of the day. The city of Roswell recorded its 11th homicide of the year early Friday morning. Roswell Police Spokesperson Todd Wildermuth elaborates.
And we found a 43-year-old man who had suffered a gunshot and was deceased inside of a shed in the backyard of a resident.
In the 700 block of East 5th Street, police have identified the victim as 43-year-old John Halfman and are seeking 36-year-old Manuel Valeria for questions in connection with the murder. Anyone with information on this case are asked to call Roswell Police. It was another record-breaking day for COVID-19 cases in the state. On Sunday, the New Mexico Department of Health reported 2,468 new cases of the virus, which included 33 new deaths, five of them coming from Chavez County. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom Arese.